Boker Tov, everyone. We are in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. We discussed the introduction over here to the halachas of Maariv that we discussed. The Maariv are the Ivarim Ufdarim of the Karman Shel Tamid. It was a Rishos, then it became a Chova later on. In the time of the Rishonim, we've already taken it upon ourselves as a Chova. We are discussing over here today the difference between the Tefillah and the Kriyat Shema in terms of the Zman. And we've learned last time, once again in the introduction, we discussed about, once again, the machlokah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds after Plaga Mincha is the end of the Zman of Mincha, and therefore the Chora starts the Zman of Maariv. And according to the Chachamim, it does not start until Chashecha. Okay, that's in terms of the tefillah as we discussed. However, what about Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema, the Mishnah says mefureshes that the Zman of Kriyat Shema l'chora is at Seis HaKochavim. Therefore, the question is, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about this? We said Rabbeinu Tam said Rabbi Yehuda would be l'shitaso also, not only by tefillah, but also by Kriyat Shema. One would be allowed to read after Plaga Mincha miyotze is chova of Kriyat Shema at night. Even though some Rishonim do agree with Rabbeinu Tam, most Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. A simple question, because over here by Kriyat Shema, the pasuk says, Shachbicha uv kumecha. Shachbicha is man shchiva. People don't go to sleep generally after Plaga Mincha. They're going to sleep at nighttime, and therefore they learn that this man Kriyat Shema dafka has to be at chashech. Okay, and that's how we pass it. Let's see the mechaber inside. Zman Kriyat Shema belayla mishas yitzias shlosha kochavim ketanim. The Zman of Kriyat Shema is at nighttime when three small stars come out. Really, three Beinuni stars should have been good enough, but since we're not Bekian of what Beinuni is, we go after three small stars. Okay, and we have to also realize the reason why we have a difficult time with the whole stars thing, because most people live in big cities. Once you live in big cities with all the electronic lights now, you don't see stars very often. So stars, basically, any stars you see, those are probably pretty big stars that you are seeing. Okay, it's a little bit confusing to tell the stars nowadays, therefore we go after Zman. So the question is, what exactly is this man of Chashecha? So, number one, let's just read on to the Mechaber, then we'll come back to this in 1 second. If it's a cloudy day, so therefore they can't see the stars, okay, it's very cloudy outside. He should wait until the suffix leaves your heart to know there are more suffix. Why? Does the Gra point out this is a suffix daraisa lechomer. Suffix daraisa kriyachma is mitzvah day, mitzvah night, so you have to wait until the whole suffix leaves yourself. Suffix daraisa lechomer, and therefore you have to wait until there is no more suffix. Vinkara kodem lachem. If you read before this time, chozer v'koreto below brachos, you go back and rekriyachma again with no brachos. Okay, we'll come back to the rest of the mechaber in just a few moments. So what is considered chashecha, as I mentioned yesterday, also once again, is that's talui on the machlokas between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam, or better know we know more as the Gra versus Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, which connects very much to when Shabbos ends also. And the Kitzur goes like this. There's two Gemaras. Here's what one Gemara sounds like. That Seis HaKochavim is an objective time of 13 and a half minutes after sundown. Sundown, 13 and a half minutes later, is considered Chashecha. That's the Shita of the Gaonim, like the Gemara in Shabbos. Shita of the Gaonim, that it's 13 and a half minutes later on. Shlosh Revi'i Mil is a time of 13 and a half minutes. This is 13 and a half minutes like on our watches, not Shas Zmaniot, 13 and a half minutes. Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Pashas of a Gemara Pesachim, that sounds like it is Dalet Milin. Dalet Milin is 72 minutes. After sundown would be the Zman HaChashecha. Big difference between 13 and a half minutes and 72 minutes. Those are the two shitas that we have. One Gemara is like much like this, another Gemara is like that. Each Rishonim have to discuss how they explain the other Gemara. We're not going to get into that right now. You might not want to confuse it. 13 and a half minutes or 72 minutes. Now, that would become Lechora, the Gezman of Kriyat Shema. Throughout Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to side with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. With Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that seems to be, yeah, so you'll say a Pashit, you have to follow Rabbeinu Tam, saying this, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it over here, and Steve Cotton Dalit. You should wait 72 minutes. Look in your watch. Sundown is at 6 o'clock. 6:45. I'm sorry, 7:12. 72 minutes later would be Chashecha, the Zman of Kriyat Shema. That would be the Pashtus of the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But you have to throw in another thing. And that is what our Mechaber says over here, based on the Gemara, that even though they calculate the shear of Dalad Minin Shlosh Revi'im, 13.5 minutes, 72 minutes. The Gemara tells us when three stars come out, that is already Chashecha. That is more of an objective shear. Okay? And therefore, most Rishonim hold that everyone's going to agree. Once three stars are out, that is Ori Chashecha Lekuli Alma. Even according to Rabbi Natan, if you see three stars, it's Ori Chashecha. Therefore, it came about that Rav Moshe Feinstein in America, Chaznish over here, but in Eretz Yisrael, made Cheshbons. When is the latest time that for sure you're going to see three stars? By the way, in Rabbi Natan City, I forget exactly where it is in France, if you look at it over there, in Rabbi Natan City in France, Be'erech, during much of the year, 72 minutes after Shkia is real Seisa Kochav. Seisa Kochav, it worked out very well in Rabbeinu Tam's, and it made sense that he looked up in the sky and he saw 72 minutes. Later, it made very much sense with the Gemara. But that doesn't matter. It depends where you are in the world. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very quick Shkia. It gets dark very quickly. As opposed to America, it's a much slower process from Shkia to Seisa Kochav. Therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein in America said that, and this applies why in Shul's and Motzei Shabbos also, they end Shabbos somewhere between 40 and 50 minutes. Okay, use Motzei Shabbos, do 50 minutes. Between 40 and 50 minutes, Rav Moshe said, is for sure Zman Chashecha, even a corner Rabbeinu Tam would hold like that in America. Okay, it happens to me, some hold that you go after the subjective time, this objective time of 72 minutes, and that would be Rabbeinu Tam's time setting. That's why some are machmer 72 minutes. Rav Moshe says it's a good idea to be machmer in America up to 72 minutes for Motzei Shabbos. Okay, that's where all this comes from. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit different for two reasons. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we can be more makel for two reasons. Number one is, as I just mentioned before, we have a much quicker shkia. We have a much quicker shkia that the Chazon Ish writes the latest possible time you could say Chashecha is 35 minutes after shkia. It's not going to get any darker. After 35 minutes, it's as dark as it's going to get after shkia. For sure. But more than that, here in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is like the gra. They took upon the Gra and the Gaonim over here, and therefore, really, 13 and a half minutes already, you can already make a strong suggestion that that's considered nightfall already. Okay, that's considered nightfall already. So much so, the Ari Yerushalmi, most don't do it now. The Ari Yerushalmi on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, because they want to light Chanukahs as soon as part of the first possible chance, they'll end Shabbos close to 13 and a half minutes. It's like crazy. But it's very, very early. They'll end Shabbos based on Shitas Gaonim in order to. So therefore, it's like this, okay? So therefore, it's like this. Halach l'maisa, when could you really recreate Shabbat to be Yotze Yedei Chovasa according to the Shitas of Rishonim that you have to wait till Chashecha? So, in Chutz Laaretz, it's like this. You don't have to wait till 72 minutes, even though one wants to be mach for a Daraisa 72 minutes. It couldn't make sense. Nevertheless, basically, I take about that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet Simen Pei Dalet Osei. Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet Simen Pei Dalet Osei. He writes, Be'erach Shlosh Revei Shah, which is 45 minutes after Shkia. That will be the Zman of Kriyat Shema to be Yotze, your day Chova of Kriyat Shema on a Daraisa level. That is the halacha over there, which comes to a very big problem. I've been making this point for many, many years that I don't understand why the minhag in Chutz Laaretz is. In America, for sure, is that when people make early Shabbos and they're davening well, it's still very light, everyone's very makkah to announce at the end of the davening what? Make sure you repeat Kriyat Shema because you're not Yotzei Yedei Chovasa. However, at your regular Shkia Minyan, no Shkia Minyan that I know, maybe there are some. Most of the ones that I grew up going to, they didn't wait 45 minutes later to daven Maariv after Mincha was over. That's a long period. The Mishnah Yisrael did not last for 45 minutes. It was well before that amount of 45 minutes that they would daven Maariv. But yeah, when you daven Maariv, no one called out, remember to repeat Kriyat Shema. It's a Chova to announce that because you have to go to in order to be Yotzi, your day Chova, your Daraisa, it's a Suffolk Daraisa over here, and you many people will not be Yotzi, their Chova of Kriyat Shema by reading it with the shul, because it's well before 45 minutes later. If you want to be what maybe that people are somechan, maybe you could say some type of fake seika. Number one is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbeinu Tam Paskins like holds they could be Yotze Kriyat Shema after already Plaga Mincha. Okay, after Plaga Mincha, so for sure it's after Plaga Mincha. And even according to The Shita says you have to hold Chalucha Sheicha, you have the Gra, the Me'ikar Nedin, 13 and a half minutes later, is already Seisa Kol Chavi. So maybe you have those two Shitas to Mitzdarif that people maybe are Yotzi Rechola. So number one is, that's not the Halacha in Chutzar, they don't pass in like the Gaonim there. They don't do 13 and a half minutes for anything. Okay, especially not Daraisa like Kriyat Shema. Therefore, we would say even to Sphir Saomer later on, even Kavah Chomer to Kriyat Shavuot later on, that is for sure that the one should not be Samech. Maybe they are Samech on something like that. But even more than that, there are some shuls that I believe daven even before 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. The ones like the Mincha have a couple of minutes here and then go right into Maariv. They're davening Kriyat Shavuot probably even before 13 and a half minutes later. They're not even getting in the Shita of the Gaonim. So I believe it's a mitzvah of Farsaim. Ask the Rav of your shul, why don't they announce every night, repeat Kriyat Shavuot, put up a sign in the shul. Anyone daven the first Maariv of the shul, they will have to repeat Kriyat Shema. One person last night I was giving the Shurim told me in his show, I believe it was in Silver Spring, the Rav of the show announces it every night. But Tzarech Ian Godol, why they do not make before some more of this, that if you dive into the first minute of the show, you must repeat Kriyat Shema. You must repeat Kriyat Shema. That's all in terms of Chutzlarts, just in terms of this din of Kriyat Shema. Here in Eretz Yisrael, he said they took it on the Gaonim. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman writes, Shlomo Zalman quoted in Elicha Shlomo Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, that any minion here in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, that has their first minion is 20 minutes after Shkia, and now people, the Baal Batim come and say, or the Avrecha come and say, oh, Rabbeinu Tam, let's have him later, maybe we're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema. He says, you should not listen to them. That's not the minhag. We will not change the minhag of Yerushalayim. It's been like this for generations. 20 minutes after Shkia, there's absolutely no problem of davening at that point. Even more so, Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal told me that we hold, even for Daraisas, 18 minutes after Shkia, you are totally fine. A woman could go to the mikvah. You could for sure count to yourself, which is the Rabbanim Kriyat Shema. That is the only thing where Mar Machmar is on Motzei Shabbos. In terms of Malacha on Motzei Shabbos, is the one thing generally we wait till for 35 minutes, but for sure 18 minutes, 20 minutes after Shkia, then one could be Zalech and does not have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Rosh Hashanah Zalman himself, he was Machmar himself, but not for others. He would wait if he davened before 40 to 45 minutes before Shkia, he would repeat Kriyat Shema. Not exactly sure why that exact time here in Eretz Yisrael, but that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman would do himself. But that was a personal Chumrah of himself. He held 100% Halach Lamaisa if you're davening for sure 18 minutes. Even earlier, I believe Rosh Hashanah Zalman held L'chatchila on a Motzei Tainis, they used to daven 15 minutes after Shkia, and yet they would not announce after repeat Kriyat Shema. You can be Samech on the Shita of the Gaonim over here in Eretz Yisrael. It's already pretty much darkness at that point. Here in Eretz Yisrael, once again, Rav Moshe finds it out of an Ezra, Chilek Dalet, Pei Dalet, Hey, writes 45 minutes. Before 45 minutes, you should be repeating Kriyat Shema, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's during the week, you should be repeating Kriyat Shema. In terms of Tefillah, that's a separate story. In terms of Tefillah, that's what we have over here, that there's Samech on to daven early Maariv. We've already discussed a little bit of Hilchos Mincha. They also be Samech to daven Maariv early and be Yotzi Rechova in terms of Maariv. Now, with all saying that, is that clear? Any questions? I'm sorry that there was a lot of stuff. Any questions? That is clear. Chutzar Terner, so why there's a difference? Yes. Tom gave a objective time based on the Gemara. Gemara says Dalad Milan, 72 minutes. So they're not going to say, even though we know three Kochavim, we're still going to be Machmer for 72 minutes. And Rav Moshe writes that for Yerush Shemaim should be Machmer in Chutz La'aretz. Here in Eretz, so less people are Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam for the reason we said before. Number one, we take on the Gaonim. And number two is that we see, just look outside in the sky, you'll see it gets darker much quicker here than in Eretz Yisrael. Yes?
18 minutes and 35 minutes are here.
That's here. The 18 minutes and 35 minutes only here. In Chutzah, in America, nothing before. 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, nothing before then could be done. And now, just an introduction to the last section of what we'll call today, and that is now. If one is davening an early Maariv, we've discussed a lot about this, the Tarti, the Satre, in Hilchos Mincha, so we're going to come back now in terms of the Nafkaminas for Maariv. So you have these early Minyan on him. You have Shabbos, you have the early Minyan, and during the week, once again, people are davening early, especially during the summertime, and especially in Europe, where in the summertime, where Shkia is, what time is Shkia around now in England? I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, sometimes it could get to 9 o'clock at night, very, very late at night, you have Shkia. So many, the minhag definitely in Europe was to daven Maariv early. So what does one do? So we say in Hilchos, in terms of Hilchos Tefillah, really we hold that your Yotzi, they Chovat feel like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, we discussed earlier on, they should choose one or the other, you should either be a Chachamim guy and always daven Maariv after Chasheicha, or and then you could daven Mincha after Plagim Mincha, or be a Rabbi Yehuda guy and daven Mincha before Plagim Mincha, you could daven Maariv earlier. We saw there's still have to be some Echan, even if you don't exactly choose every day, or even all the whole time, like one of the Shitas. So now let's say you're davening Maariv. So the problem is with Kriyat Shema, as we said. Kriyat Shema is you're going to have to repeat. So over here, what do you do if you're davening an earlier Maariv? And it's basically a three-way machlokas of three different ways to handle if your tzibur is davening Maariv. Once again, I'll mention this at the end again. The best thing to do, as the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in the end of Sif Katan Yud Bet, he says, "V'ashrei hamipalel Maariv bizmanim tzibur." Praiseworthy is the person who could daven Maariv in the correct time. Do you go to the 9 o'clock Maariv, the 10 o'clock Maariv, whatever it is, daven after the Zman with Kriyat Shema? That's going to be the best case scenario. Everyone is going to agree. But let's say you have to daven from some places. The only minion in town is going to be an earlier minion that's not going to daven Kriyat Shema b'zman. So there's a three-way machlokas on how to handle it. Look in Rav Moshe Feinstein and Egris Moshe or Chaim Chelik Beis Simon Samech. He brings over there the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah. Shabit Shita Rabbeinu Yonah is better to daven with the tzibor than to leave out and tefillah with tzibor and daven Maariv with Kriyat Shema later on. So number one is you should daven with the tzibor. Okay? However, then he says like this, and you should daven a regular Maariv with your Birkas Kriyat Shema, with Kriyat Shema, daven Maariv, and just repeat Kriyat Shema later on. What you're gaining over here is you're getting Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, because you're going to go from Gal Yisrael, Hashkivenu, and then into Maariv. By Maariv, we also hold not as important as Shacharis, but there's still an Indian of Smichas Gula L'Tefillah at Maariv. But you lose out. And you also gain Tefillah but Tzibor. But what are you losing out over here? You're losing out on davening Kriyat Shema with its brachos, because you're not going to be Yotzei Kriyat Shema. When you repeat Kriyat Shema later on, you're not going to be doing it with its brachos. So your mafsid over here is reading Kriyat Shema with Birkas Kriyat Shema. You're going to be Yotzei Birkas Kriyat Shema earlier on, and you're going to say Kriyat Shema later on when it gets dark again. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah. What you do? Rav Hai Gaon, I believe it's quoted in the Tshuva Sarash. It is also mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah over here. And Sif Katan Yud Beis will lead the Mishnah Berurah Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Rav Hai Gaon writes that no, you can't read Kriyat Shema without its brachos. That's not a good thing to do at all. Therefore, he says, yes, you should daven with the tzibor. Daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibor. But that's it. Daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibor. After nightfall, go ahead and do Birkas Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema, later on, you'll do Birkas Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, this way, you'll say Kriyat Shema with its brachos. What you're going to be mafsid over here, according to Rav Hai Gaon, is what? You're going to lose out on Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. You're just going to daven Shmoneh Esrei without saying Gal Yisrael first. So you're going to lose out on Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, doing Gula, then Tefillah, but you'll gain Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you also gain Tefillah B'Tzibor. That's what Rabbeinu Hai Gaon says. The Gra is cholik on all these Rishonim, and the Gra writes, it's quoted over here in the Bir Halacha, in the Maaseh Rav Ot Samachay. The Gra writes that no, this whole thing of davening Kriyat Shema, this is not a good idea. Pshast Chagadol only, but what should you do? Better lose out on Tefillah B'Tzibor and just daven Maariv to yourself later on. You'll get Kriyat Shema with its brachos bizman, and you'll get Smichas Gula L'Tefillah because you got yourself into your Shmoneh Esrei, and you'll lose out on the great thing of Tefillah B'Tzibor. Those are the three shitas in the what to do l'maisa. Once again, daven an early mincha, mincha gedola, daven a later Maariv, and you get out of all the problems of the tarti, the satres, and the Kriyat Shema earlier on, and for person with the possible forgetting Kriyat Shema when you do it later on. That's what Bezrat Hashem will talk out halacha lamaisa, what to do in this case when you're stuck in these minyanim where you're not going to read Kriyat Shema bizman, what to do halacha lamaisa. Adkan for today.